Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Time for our daily tech and business report. We're joined by Bloomberg's Anna Edgerton. As we've been telling you, the Justice Department announcing today an antitrust lawsuit against Apple, accusing the iPhone maker of violating laws by boxing out competitors from accessing certain features on the devices. So, Anna, this marks the third time the DOJ has sued Apple for antitrust violation. So why is this going to be different?
Yeah, you know, this really does fit in with a pattern that we see from President Biden's antitrust enforcers. You know, they're taking these big swings at big companies, especially U.S. tech companies, and we've been waiting on this particular complaint for a long time. This investigation was first opened in 2019 under President Trump, and you know, they're just now filing this complaint in part because Assistant Attorney General Jonathan Cantor, who's in charge of the DOJ's antitrust division, has really kind of taken a personal interest in crafting a narrative about the conduct of these companies that he says harms consumers.
This sounds like just the beginning of a really long legal road.
Yeah, you know, we these cases kind of wind their way through court. I think they chose to file in federal court in New Jersey in part because they're frustrated with the pace of some of their other lawsuits filed in other federal courts. So we'll see how quickly this can go along. But the Justice Department has really big ambitions, you know, to take these big swings, as I said. And you know, this could be the last year of President Biden's, well, at least of his first term. So, you know, we'll see how much leeway they have to carry on and pursue other cases like this.
I wonder to what extent we might find, you know, evidence, things that we haven't heard before, because Apple's been sued so many times for so many different things. And you kind of wonder, like, you know, what haven't we heard?
Yeah, you know, that's always, you know, looking for kind of the trove of evidence that's included in these complaints. I was just scanning through it earlier today, and there was one anecdote that really stuck out at me. It's an iPhone user complaining directly to Tim Cook that he couldn't send videos to his mother who had an Android because they would come out grainy, I'm sure, as all of those long-suffering Android users know. And Tim Cook's response was, "You should buy your mom an iPhone." And so, you know, that certainly sounds like monopolistic behavior, although Apple's response is that, you know, they don't have a majority percentage of the smartphone market in the U.S., although we know that monopolistic behavior doesn't necessarily depend on a certain percentage of the market.
That is Bloomberg's Anna Edgerton. You can hear our tech and business reports weekdays at 12:30 on KCBS. And for more, tune into Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app. Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.